Well, folks, I am in Boonville. Boonville, California is one of my favorite places. And as you leave Boonville and head through it, you get into Anderson Valley, which is one of the greatest wine regions in Northern California. Christy Charles is sitting with me, and we're going to be talking about Pinot Noir and Forsyth wines and maybe even some summer wines here. Great to be with you, and it's wonderful to be in this huge metropolis area here.
Yes, thanks for having me, Doc.
We have some great features with your Pinots, and we've discussed your history. It's interesting coming in here. It was in the 40s as I drove up this morning, and now it's going to be in the 80s today. That's part of the beauty of this place.
It is, yeah. The shift from daytime to nighttime temperature is a big part of what makes our wines so special here. Keeps the acidities high, makes them really bright and interesting. So yeah, we just actually at the tasting room here at Forsyth, we just released two really nice bright white wines for the summer. We have a 2016 Sauvignon Blanc and a 2015 Semillon, which is a little unusual for California.
Indeed it is, and those are sourced here in Anderson Valley.
100% estate grown here at Forsyth.
That's something that I look forward to, because your Pinots are always in your hands and you know exactly what's going on with these wines, and a lot of pride in these wines.
Yes, we do. It's like having a new baby during harvest. I mean, we're there for every painful step and amazing step, because it is exciting.
Then you don't look like you're expecting, but you're expecting.
We are a whole new vintage, yes, soon.
Coming out now, and we're just getting into crush. Started yet? No.
Not quite yet here. Probably early to mid-September we'll start pulling in for the still wines. Sparkling wine, however, has started here in the valley.
Sauvignon Blanc, a great food wine.
It is. Sauvignon Blanc is all about citrus and beautiful fruit. Jumps out of the glass when you put your nose into this wine. It's very aromatic. Goes with just about everything from, you know, seafood to spicy curry. I mean, you name it. It's really an awesome wine.
I'm thinking scallops, maybe, but let's go on to your second one. The Semillon is going to take me by surprise here. I wasn't expecting this today, but this is a very pleasant surprise.
Yes, Semillon is unusual. So we're one of a handful of producers in California that do a standalone Semillon variety every year. And we do like a touch, so whisper of new oak on it. So we like it with seafood, maybe a little butter and lemon, any kind of cheese.
Maybe a lot of butter.
Or a lot of butter does, yes. Well, it's delicious with anything, right?
I have to put my two words in there also. These are beautiful wines for this time of year, and we are going to be headed out to a great restaurant, Stark Steakhouse, with these wines, and I wish you could join me, but you're going to have to stay here for harvest.
I am. We're getting ready.
Maybe another time. Oh, Forsyth Wines, and let's give the tasting room number here and also the website.
Yes, our number is 707-895-2889, and you can go to ForsythWines with an S, .com, and you can see all of our events, wines, everything you need to know.
And she does know, folks. She's involved with the Winery Association here, and this is a great place to visit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we have a great new feature here for you, and we are in Santa Rosa, California, and this is Northern California at its best, and I have a great character here with me, a friend of mine. He is French in nature and French in his nationality, and he loves to cook. Chef Luc Latouche, and we are not working, but we are working. Great to be with you, sir.
Hello, Doc. How's it going? Thanks for having me. I'm excited for our dishes to come out and our great wine pairings. We have, for a starter, we have a roasted bone marrow with a herb sprinkle on top and some honey with a brioche tartine to go with it. So you just scrape it off and you put it on the tartine and you enjoy the butter from the gods, as they say.
You're ahead of me there, because I was just going to talk about this wine, which we just heard about, and this is a beautiful wine. It caught me off guard. Semillon is not a varietal that comes out of Anderson Valley very often, but this is special, and it's really got some tropical fruit to it, and your pairing here is pretty interesting. Let me pull that over in front of me while you tell us more about this, and you enjoy this wine. It almost is from another region in France, but it's from Anderson Valley and Forsyth Wines. This is beautiful.
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head there. The Semillon is usually from Bordeaux. They make it in dessert wines. So the Semillon is typically made in dessert wines in Bordeaux. It's one of the varietals that they use along with Muscadelle and also Sauvignon Blanc. This is a little bit of a drier Semillon from Anderson Valley. Very nice, like you said, tropical fruit, white floral, and actually a little bit drier finish than your typical dessert Semillon in Bordeaux.
It almost almost reminds you a little bit of a Riesling in body.
Yes, drier Alsace style Riesling, typical to that area. I think
I'm really excited about this wine, and your pairing is very interesting. It's something that I wouldn't order myself. Here at Stark's, the steakhouse and seafood also, the menu has a few things added to it, and we'll get to those later on. This is really an exciting pairing here, and I think we better get to it. And I think you better order one more order because yours, the first one's gone.
Look, it happened again. I don't know where it went.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Doc. Merci.